You're listening to BBC World Service, and this is Culture Shock. Hi, I'm Ed Butler, and in this week's catwalk of cultural innovation, Dressing to Kill, clothes that wipe out atmospheric germs before they get to you. Now, American scientists have come up with a new line of clothing that does more than just keep you warm and protect your modesty. It will, they say, protect you against germs and pollution. The scientists from New York's Cornell University have created prototypes, including a denim jacket that absorbs air pollution and a dress that wards off colds and flu. Could do with some of that right now, actually. The clothes' protective qualities are thanks to microscopic metal particles that destroy the dirt and the bugs in the atmosphere around you. Or at least that's the theory. On an internet line from Taiwan, Professor Juan Hinestroza told me how he, along with designer Olivia Ong, had dreamt up the idea of a pollution-resistant jacket.
Olivia is from Los Angeles, and if you have ever been there, Los Angeles has a serious issue of pollution. So she wanted to use some fabrics so she can go out in Los Angeles and the clothes will not smell like the exhaust of a car. So what we could do was to use some catalytic particles that are the same particles that you use in the catalytic converter of your car, but we put them into the clothing. And the function is the same, is to oxidize some of those gases and decompose them into less harmful gases and less smelly.
So these are like filaments of silver that are tiny, infinitesimal, but they're hanging on your clothes.
They are small particles of silver and palladium and platinum that are attached chemically to cotton. And that's what the magic or what the science comes from, is trying to attach something synthetic that is very small to a natural fiber.
So how do you manipulate these same silver filaments you're talking about to protect the wearer against germs?
We use silver at the nanoscale, or the particles at about 5 to 10 nanometers. And silver has been known to have antibacterial properties for centuries. So what we do is we make these particles very small, so increase the surface area and kills the bacteria. And we have tested the samples. We actually have this test that we have done before, against two different types of bacteria, specifically against E. coli and Staphylococcus aureus, that is one of the most dangerous bacteria.
And what kind of level of protection would it offer then?
We were able to kill six figures protection, which is 99.9999%.
You mean it's almost 100% effective?
That's correct.
Wow. So they do seem like they could transform an awful lot, and they don't just ward off illness, I understand. These clothes actually change color as well. They're a fashion item.
That's actually the real novelty, is that we create the color without using dyes, just by manipulating the size of the particle and the position of the particles with respect to each other. And we can manipulate how the color changes if we just change the position of the particle.
And how do you do that? By running an electric current through your clothes?
We use magnetic or electric fields, that's correct.
So you kind of plug in your denim jacket at the end of the day, and it will go from being a blue jacket to a black jacket.
We would do it with small pieces of a garment, but we are thinking that perhaps using a system similar to the one you have in the airport for scanning against metals, just go through the scanner that has an electric field, and then will change the configuration of the particles and hence the color.
What are the other applications of clothing like this? I mean, I understand you've been talking to the military.
Yeah, some of the applications are to decompose dangerous gases or warfare gases, and we're working with using interactive camouflage. So if we can change the color with magnetic and electric fields, we can accommodate clothing that can change according to the environment. So the same clothing will be used in the urban environment as in the jungle or the desert.
So when do you expect you might see something like this in a high street shop?
I think it could be as soon as this year, because the process is easily scalable. It all depends on the companies. We are mostly interested in the science on the basic understanding of the phenomena of how the particles interact with the cotton. But we have got inquiries, as I told you, and I think if they want to incorporate that into the process, it will be as easy as a couple of years.
Professor Juan Hinestroza of Cornell University. Well, Russell Davis, I'm rather excited by this. Clothes that ward off disease. What do you reckon?
I think it's a fantastic idea. And I mean, I think, obviously, he's talking from the perspective of a scientist there. I think the big question for industry will be, you know, at what price you can manufacture something like this, because he says it's easily scalable. I mean, you know, take his word for that. But, you know, silver and palladium are not cheap materials, I presume. So
no, I mean, I saw some reports talking about, you know, potentially hundreds of dollars per square yard. It's not going to be cheap.
No, but the fundamental idea of kind of, just as we were talking earlier about kind of adding information to objects, of adding functionality to kind of pre-existing things, is obviously something that the kind of industry and manufacturing is going to be interested in that they need to find another way to sell us a denim jacket, as it were. And this idea of it doing extra stuff is clearly going to captivate people. And you're actually starting to see that some of the kind of early applications for nanotechnology, which we've been talking about, you know, for ages in kind of technology sphere, is actually finding its way into the world through fabrics and through textiles and things like that. And that seems kind of... It seems like we're not very far away from those things being real.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Is it 99% effective or more? Few drugs can boast that kind of a return in terms of their medical properties. I'm thinking, you know, forget just about clothes. We should be sealing our homes with this material, sticking it in carpets and stuff.
Yeah, and you also, presumably, again, if it can be delivered at a reasonable price, that this is something that would be fantastic in the third world, where, you know, if you can make tents and buildings out of material that can do this kind of thing, that then, you know, in terms of combating disease and things, it's a fantastic kind of innovation. And hopefully, in some ways, that's where it'll find its way, rather than being a very expensive jacket you wear in LA.
One thing that Professor Hinestroza spoke about there, and struck me very strongly, was the way in which this technology has been used either in catalytic converters or you know, silver's germ-resistant qualities have been known about for years. These are quite old-fashioned technology that's just been reapplied in an ingenious way.
Yes, and again, I think that's something that's going on a lot, is that at the moment, technologists, designers, engineers, scientists are looking outside their field to find other ideas in other fields and reapplying it there, so that there's suddenly more curiosity about what other industries and technologies are doing, and can you take something from biology and apply it in you know, textile design? Can you take something from car engineering and apply it somewhere else? And again, I think we'll see a lot more of that kind of, you know, in the internet world you talk about it as mashups, but that kind of collision of ideas and technologies to make something new.
Russell Davis, for now, thank you very much indeed.